like we call the government ops committee meeting to order. The time is 1:06. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Norris?
Here.
Congressman Supernaw?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Walker? Congresswoman Buffalo?
Next item on our agenda is prayer.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, we need our afternoon prayer.
Yes, ma'am, I would love to. Father God, we just thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your love for us and your care for us, Lord. I just ask that you be with us today as we go about doing the business of the Osage people. Let us have productive meetings and talk kind to each other and try to have a listening ear to understand, Lord. I just ask that you be with all Osages, wherever they might be and whatever their circumstances are, Lord. I just ask that you be with them, be near them, love them, and send your Holy Spirit near them to comfort them and to guide them. All these things I ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
I make motion to approve the minutes of March 29.
So a second.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Question carries.
Abstain.
One abstention. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 1734, an act to amend 15 ONC. 8-104 of the Open Records Act to make interest or ownership of restricted or trust property a protected record and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. You have the floor, Congresswoman.
Since our land office has taken over the responsibility and the administration of the restricted realty property of Osage individuals, I thought that it is necessary to have language in our Open Records Act to make those documents be a protected record that pertain to their interest. If you'll scroll up to number 18. That's the only thing that has changed in that bill is adding the clause of number 18 where it says records containing information identifying an individual's interest or ownership of restricted or trust property. That is now a protected record if we pass this law, and it would include anybody's interest in their lands, their restricted lands, or any information there is about the monies or their accounts that are attached to those lands. I just thought it was a protection that needed to be in our law since we have not ever handled that document before. I really wanted the law to explicitly state it. It's just for protection for those members that would fall under that class of people, and that's the only change there is.
That's good work, Congresswoman. I, as a landowner, thank you for your diligence in adding that in there as we move forward with our endeavors to take more responsibility from BIA.
Right. When I drafted this up, one of the first persons I sent it to was Melissa Curry's office, the land office, and she saw no problems. Although she said that she follows the guidelines of the federal government, which I think is in code, that that those are protective records as far as they're concerned, that she follows those guidelines. But she has reviewed it and has no problem with it being an addition to our open records legislation. So that's all I have. That's short and sweet.
Committee, any questions? Chair, I'll entertain a motion. Congressman.
I don't have a question, I got a motion.
Oh, that's what I was.
Congressman Norris, do you have a motion?
I was just going to move to report out ONCA 1734 as amended.
No. No amendment, just to Congress with the due pass or?
Due pass.
Okay.
With the due pass recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion on the floor to pass out ONCA 1734 to Congress with the due pass recommendation. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed, motion carries. Next item on the agenda is ONCR 1712, a resolution to express the Osage Nation has no confidence in the Osage Agency Superintendent Robert Phillips, and to request that she be removed from the position of superintendent and replaced with a capable candidate selected after consultation with the Osage Minerals Council and the principal chief. Sponsors, Congresswoman Whitehorn, you have the floor.
I think we've had maybe two really big meetings with the, well, I'm including the summit, and then we had a meeting on January 12th, I believe, over in the Business Development Center, and overwhelmingly, from producers and from the Minerals Council and from our own chief, there has been expressed disappointment in the superintendent and her performance of duties over here at the BIA agency. The Minerals Council, you have a resolution of no confidence that they passed. Just had it handed out to you. It's an attachment to this legislation. My thought was, and I was talking to the chief one day, and I said, we just need to pass a resolution that of Congress, one that you'll sign, to express that in a louder voice with this Minerals Council resolution behind it to the Department of Interior, and he was supportive of that. I don't work one-on-one with the superintendent, but he does, and he let me know that he didn't have any confidence in the way she was handling our fee to trust issues. Ms. Thomas and I spoke about it at the meeting last Friday, mm-hmm. And she was aware that the chief was supportive of this, but and so she said that she could come and speak to some of the instances that she has had with Robin Phillips. I've talked with the Minerals Council. They're supportive of this resolution of Congress. The only one of the, I'm not going to say every member is, because you can read on here there are two members that did not support this resolution by their vote. So, but the ones that were supportive of it and in favor of it, the request I heard from them overwhelmingly is, don't step on our toes, just let our resolution speak for ourselves. And that's what I'm doing by this resolution, by attaching it. But I believe that the chief and Ms. Thomas have some words that they'd like to say about Superintendent Phillips' performance. So my idea was that if we could get this all together in one big voice, it might make, we would at least have a document that this is the direction the nation, it's a nation request. It's just not a request of one entity, that this is something that we're in agreement about to move forward. The most controversial thing I've heard about this resolution or a complaint, and I'm going to put it out there on the table, is if the Superintendent Phillips is removed, you don't know what's coming next. And I will agree to that. I know that's the risk that we take by this. So that being said, if Ms. Thomas could come to the table and let us know what she knows, that's okay with the chair.
Good afternoon. I'm Candy Thomas, Director of
strategic planning and self-governance. And my main interactions with the superintendent and BIA have been with the negotiations and the request for information that we went through to be able to take real estate and natural resources. And we started that process in October 2014, with the request for information. And the delays in the request for the information were enormous and frustrating. The delay and the request from the October letter didn't come till March. And when we got that, it just rose more questions than it answered. So it was just a continual request of information, wait 3 or 4 months, get the information, not sufficient information, request more information. Finally, in June of 15, we had to file a FOIA because we couldn't get what we wanted. And we were, at that point, hoping to negotiate a year earlier than we did. We wanted to negotiate in 15 and take those services in 15, but it was delayed till 16 just because we couldn't get the information. And when we did get the information, for instance, when we were looking at a certain position in realty, we had 4 different salary amounts and benefit amounts that we were given a different one each time we asked. So it was very confusing, very hard to get the information, very untimely. And despite claims of cooperation, we really didn't get very much cooperation.
So one more thing that I'd like to add, I believe that the BIA agency is there to help serve as our trustee. And I think that they should be working in a cooperative fashion to help advance and further our nation to be able to do the things that we feel would be in the best interest of our people. And when there's not the spirit of cooperation, or there's not the best interest of the Osage people that's evident coming out of that nation, I think that it reflects on the leadership of who's heading at that department. So that's why I took the step to put this resolution before Congress to see if there could be an agreement. So with that being said, I think that I'm finished with my presentation.
Congressman Norris.
My question is if the present superintendent is removed from Pawhuska, then will the Minerals Council will Congress be invited to participate in interviews for a new superintendent?
Let me go ahead and get the language of this resolution up. I don't have it up right now. Here it is. I did ask for that. The title reads, "To express the Osage Nation has no confidence in the Osage Agency Superintendent Robert Phillips, and to request that she be removed from the position of superintendent and replaced with a capable candidate selected after consultation with the Osage Minerals Council and the Principal Chief." So that is what I'm requesting. I'm requesting, without saying that we have the ability to interview the next superintendent, I have some very strong language in there that says I believe that there needs to be a consultation with the Minerals Council and the Chief before filling that position, because that's who she has to work with and interface with. Now, I don't know that we can really dictate to their hiring practices or procedures of the BIA, but I think that we can assert our sovereignty and make our voice known of our likes and our dislikes and our concerns. And I feel like that the federal government should listen to us. That's just my opinion.
Congressman Norris?
I do know in the past for federal employment up here on the Hill, the Minerals Council was given an opportunity to interview the candidate for the positions of federal directors up here on the Hill. And the council was given the opportunity to make recommendations, and I've never heard of an area director refusing to hire whoever that recommendation was made for.
Yep.
So I just want to make sure that the Minerals Council would have an opportunity to interview the candidate.
It is my understanding, they're not here, but it is my understanding they did. there was some type of a face-to-face meeting with Robin Phillips. What form that meeting really took or what the outcome of that meeting took, I don't know.
Thank you.
I've heard some constituents have some concern with who would be the replacement. And not just permanently, but in the interim. Of course, this is a resolution, and I believe in, I like the idea that Minerals Council, Congress, and Executive are working together. Of course, they, the BIA can take this or leave this. They can tell us where to put it if they don't really care about what our thoughts are on it. And it doesn't, it's nothing more than just us saying we don't. I guess my, not trying to be negative, but, you know, where does Robin get her orders from? Everyone's got a boss. So in the event that she's doing what her bosses are telling her to do, this really doesn't solve our big problem. But I like the idea of the three branches, or two branches in the Minerals Council working together. And that would be my only two cents, is that she's getting her orders from somewhere. I mean, she's got marching orders herself. And in the big picture, I think that that's the next step that must be done, is we have to address where she's getting her orders from. Because I don't think she's working alone or trying to sabotage alone. I think that it comes from much higher up.
I would tend to agree with that, just about everything that you said right here. But to me, this is just the step of stepping in to saying, hey.
First step. I think that we need to be committed as a nation to what that next step is, in my opinion. Congressman Walker.
Well, I thought there was nearly a consensus amongst Minerals Council, our small producers especially, that she wasn't fulfilling her obligation, at least in regards to looking out for the best interest of Osage interest, as far as, you know, how to take care of our minerals estate, process leases, all of the things we've been having issues with. I've got several friends that are small producers that I see around town, and they complain to me and ask what we're going to do, when are we going to do something, and regularly her name is brought up as somebody that is not here for the best interest of Osage people. I hear that. And I believe them. This is their livelihood. They're expressing to me something that's important to their pocketbook, their business, so on and so forth. I wasn't aware that it wasn't a unanimous vote with the Minerals Council. I'm not asking for any speculation, but were there any expressions made openly by Councilman Crum or Councilman Yates as to why they didn't support this resolution?
I really don't want to try to articulate their feelings on that, because I'm afraid I might not
appreciate that.
I might not express what I heard their feelings to be. I believe I told them that we were going to visit this, the Minerals Council. I just even went in and told them, we're going to hear this now. So they would have to speak for themselves, and I'm sure that if you would call them, they would let you know exactly why they didn't support that resolution. I do know that the word I had from the chairman was, I realized that he didn't vote. And he was an extension, I guess. But from what I've gotten from him is that he feels like this is a statement that needs to be made. And it's my understanding that on their DC trip, that we had that memo that the chief wrote, and he did let us know that the department agencies, that he did express his displeasure and ask for the removal of Robin Phillips in the D.C. area when they were up there in Washington, so.
Congressman Walker and then Congressman Supernova.
Well, I don't really know what else I can do as a legislator without kind of sticking my toes in the minerals council and the minerals business, other than something like this, supporting an expression of no confidence. And I'll go ahead and reach out to Councilman Yates and Mr. Crum and see if there is a compelling reason to not support this. I bet it probably has something to do maybe with what the alternative is, or maybe what Congresswoman Buffalo had brought up, maybe something to do with, you know, it actually, it's deeper and goes further than just Ms. Phillips, but I tend to support this. I think it's an expression that probably needs to be made based on what I've heard. Thank you.
Congressman Supernov?
Well, I think Andrew Yates, probably of all of the members of council people, has a better handle on the competency of the superintendent. And I haven't had enough one-on-one contact with her to know if she's competent or not. I would hate for someone to express that they have no confidence in me if they didn't know anything about me.
We would never do that to you, Congressman.
I am. Although it's happened before. I really just kind of feel uncomfortable saying I have no confidence in her, but I'm kind of like you said, Ms. Buffalo Head, she may be just doing what she's told, and the next guy may be in the same position. But I have no problem supporting the Minerals Council. If they feel like they don't have any confidence in her and they work with her all the time, I should feel comfortable supporting their decision. But for me to actually say I have no confidence in this woman without even knowing her, it wouldn't be a true statement on my part. But if the whole Congress wants to go that route, I would go along with them. But that's really about, that's probably more than enough, all I can say.
So in the body of the resolution, Congressman Supernov, it says, now therefore be it resolved, number one, the Osage Nation supports the Minerals Council Resolution number 3-68 and has no confidence in Robin Phillips or her ability to perform the duties of the superintendent of Osage Nation. So actually that's what it says on number one, is that we support the Minerals Council Resolution that expresses no confidence.
What about the short title?
It says that to express that the Osage Nation has no confidence in the Osage Agency Superintendent Robin Phillips. That's what it says. And to me, it's just that makes it be a combined voice.
What if we support the resolution? I don't know if that's or not.
Like I've said in the beginning, what the Minerals Council, some members of the Minerals Council requested I do was to stand behind their resolution, but also they said, surely you've got to have reasons that you want Robin Phillips gone, or the nation, don't just do it on our behalf. That's what they said. And the chief was the one that suggested, when we talked, he said, yes, we do need a resolution for that. And so that's why Ms. Thomas is here, because the nation has an angle on this also. So the chief will sign this resolution if it passes Congress. So to me, it's a nationwide expression. As I said, Congress doesn't work with the superintendent. Robin Phillips has always acted in a professional way to me. I think she's a very professional person. I have no personal grief or problem with Ms. Phillips. I'm just doing this because of what I see happening and the voices I hear as Congressman Walker has expressed.
Congressman Tillman and Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A couple of questions and a comment, but how long has Ms. Phillips been the superintendent? How long has she been on there?
It would be a guess for me to say right now. How long have you worked with her?
She was here when I came.
2014 is when Candy Thomas.
And who was before her?
Melissa Curry was the permanent superintendent. We had a couple of various acting superintendents until Ms. Phillips was hired into that position.
And I have heard some of the same comments as Congressman Walker has stated from smaller independent oil people in the town. And I've heard from some minerals council people. And I was just wondering and listening to Congressman Buffalo's statement, and that's kind of where I was going. I was just wondering in my mind, has this woman, Ms. Phillips, ever had a chance to defend herself? Because, I mean, there's always two sides to every story. We've got our side, and I'm sure, but I just wonder if she's ever had a chance to defend herself. I don't know. I wouldn't know if she walked through the door.
We definitely haven't had a congressional hearing where she was under question or testimony. Mm-hmm. No.
Because
the answer to that, I think, would be no.
Does anybody know if she's had a chance to stand up and say, well, here's the reason why, or I'm just curious.
Well, we've had responses for her, but I don't think the responses and the actions really match up with what we were trying to do. But I will tell you that there are some other areas that she's affecting Osage Nation. One is there's a permit for construction for the villages. And there's language in there that she's put that's not in the regs that says she has the right to terminate the construction permit at any time during the construction. And people are trying to get loans to build houses in the villages, and they can't get them because of that one sentence that's in there. And that is not a reg. That I don't find it in the regs, but it's very penalizing to the villages.
And how does that get in there?
She wrote it in.
She just wrote it
in. And she has to approve all the permits.
She has the authority to write that in there. Did that come from somewhere up higher?
It's not in the federal. I have not been able to find it, the federal regulations. So, I mean,
I'm hearing very many instances like that, and even as it pertains to the work that happens in the Minerals Estate, that things are just all of a sudden one day, now we're going to do it this way by my policy. Mm-hmm. But that's, I don't have any evidence that I can show you that, Congressman Tillman. But that's what I've heard.
Congressman Mason.
Thank you. You know, we sit here in Congress and get the same kind of statements made about us, too, as we walk around town, and people like what we do and some don't like what we do. The individual that we have here is a superintendent. We used to call him the Indian agent. You know, Cuggy's well-versed in the histories of Osage and so forth. We've had a number of them come here. They sit over here, again, behind locked doors. We can't get over there unless we have some kind of special permission. But in a way, that's the power that the BIA has over us. We say that we do have our sovereignty, but they've been there for a long time. They've had different people there. Now, I don't know, Miss, the people that are assigned here, I think they're more detailed here through the world of federal government, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which again is under Department of Interior, and that boss has a boss too. Goes all the way up to the President of the United States, who appoints these folks up there. We now have, we have a Secretary of the Interior now, new one. And the one thing that I'm thinking about is just what Alice said, and everyone that's around this table has made excellent points to think about regards to our unity with the minerals and our unity with executive. Whenever that happens, we express a power of this government, of this nation, when we're all together and make a statement about this or that. And however this is worded, one thing that I'm thinking about is that we have in the past have been able to stand and talk to our people here and talk to the world and say, it's the congressional intent. This is our congressional intent of this document is this. This is exactly why we're doing it, gonna vote on it, and this is where we wanna go with this congressional intent to support the Minerals Council or support the chief, or, you know, it's the support side of stuff. We're supporting something, and I'm all in comfort with that. I don't like to be a judge over anybody else. Been there before. That's a tough place to be judgeful. And like I said, I really haven't had a one-to-one with Ms. Phillips or she over me, but I know she has a title. She has a title of superintendent, which nobody else up here on the Hill has. It's like chief has that title. We have a title. And that title, it comes along, and when we say something about this person, whoever that might be, that title, and they're either doing okay or not doing okay according to us, then that kind of rolls on, because that position is appointed, detailed, if you will, out of the Eastern Area Office in Muskogee, and there's somebody up there that makes that movement, and they cluster and gather, and somebody above them makes that decision. So, and I know Jim has been into area federal governments and so forth, and you know, you say something about one of those things, it has an effect. It kind of ripples along because it goes and says almost the same thing. They read it over there in Muskogee, Eastern Area Office, going to say, hey, whoever I put in detail over there, they're hitting on my decision as well. And it goes on up the ladder. And I'm all in favor of our unity and our the power that we have in our hands, if we're to exercise that and vote along with our Minerals Council and support them, support our chief, and in essence support the business that happens here on the Osage, to all of us that are landowners, that are head right owners, and there's a lot of them still, and we all have inherited those things, and now we want again, those folks that are out here that are producing and wanting to make a living out here, as well as to make a living for us, this all needs to work together. So I just wanted to voice, quote, that opinion, and that's all it is an opinion. You can have it if you want it. Thank you.
Committee, Chair will entertain any motions.
Well, I've got just a question on the word in there. Are we really expressing support for the Minerals Council? But when we say we, the Osage Nation, which includes us, has no confidence in the superintendent, I have a problem with that. But I don't know whether I got any confidence in her or not. I don't know if what is going wrong over there is due to her lack of ability or whether she's just doing what she's told. But, you know, the majority feels that that's the way they want to say it.
Do you want to amend it to have it read, a resolution to express the Osage Nation Congress's support of the Osage Minerals Council's resolution that they have no confidence in the superintendent. Because I agree with you, that's really what we're saying. I mean, that's, I haven't had any one-on-one meetings with the superintendent myself.
My interaction with her, well, she's been friendly to me.
And me too. She's been friendly and professional with me also.
And she's never indicated in any way, or I've never seen anything, or do anything.
What
for me that she wasn't capable of doing her job, and maybe her job is to be the way she is.
As the author of this resolution, I'm not saying that, I think I've already said that that this body does not work with the superintendent. Congress does not, we don't have interaction with the superintendent in the agency. I'm basing this resolution on requests by the chief and the Minerals Council to express a nationwide no confidence voice of the superintendent of the Osage agency. That's, I'm not making it be about how Congress interacts with her. I'm trusting that this resolution of the Minerals Council with the majority vote is their expression, and the chief has actually sent Ms. Thomas over to speak on his behalf about how she's interacted with the nation. The chief's words are he has had issues with her on the land trust issues, that it has not gone as smooth, and he thinks that she is the person that bogs things down. We have another person that would have loved to come but did not want to come because they have to work with this superintendent, and they need to have a good working relationship with her. So that person would not come here to speak, but that person is supportive also of this resolution on the nation side. So I realize Congress does not work with the superintendent, nor I'm doing this on behalf of the chief and the executive offices and the Minerals Council. So I would appreciate it if we'd avoid just making this be something about the Minerals Council, because they expressly requested it not just be all about them.
Does anybody else on the committee? I mean, was members of them.
Congressman Walker?
I think your point is well taken with me. I appreciate your expressing yourself, but you really, how can you express no confidence when you don't really know? I'm compelled to support it because of what I've heard from people that do work with her, and that opinion has been strong. Under section 5, where it says that she is no longer fit to hold the position of superintendent. From what I heard, I don't know that she was ever fit to hold the position of superintendent. And the stuff that I've heard has not also been that she's not, it's not that she's just flat out not doing it, which I hear that is very common. That I've heard that another major issue is that she's not willing to engage in discussion and listen. And just true to being a very good bureaucrat, she won't commit to even yes or no. And that's the kind of stuff that ticks me off.
Congressman Norris, then Congressman Maker.
I'm just going to refer to the Constitution, and when it deals it talks about the Osage Minerals Council. And if they have a dispute with that affects the development of the minerals estate or leases or anything in that nature, they can go before the Osage Supreme Court as another method of settling a dispute. Now, I don't know if that was ever explored at all.
I'm not aware of any of those.
Congressman Baker and then Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, from my experience with current superintendent, Ms. Phillips, she's helped me out on a couple of issues with me personally in our family business since I've become a shareholder and landowner. I mean, I've gone to her in person, and I got satisfaction. But when it comes to this, I have to go along with our Minerals Council. They're the ones who work with her daily. I've heard a story where she is a little distant from our people, and she walked out of a very important conference one time and just refused to answer any more questions and just stormed out. But like I say, personally, she's helped me. But I, as a no-say shareholder, I go along with the Minerals Council.
Congresswoman Edwards?
I'd just like to ask, what's the sponsor's goal in promoting this legislation?
The Osage Nation stands united and is determined that Robin Phillips is no longer fit to hold a position of the superintendent of the Osage Agency. The reason I wrote it is I've heard overwhelming, and this is what I said at the beginning, an overwhelming voice from producers, the Minerals Council, and the executive offices that they have no confidence in her ability to perform in a way that promotes the Osage people or helps the Osage people in the things that they would like to get accomplished.
Okay. Well, I guess my response to that is the producers have the ability to write and express their feelings about that. The Minerals Council can take the action that they can take as the body that deals directly with the minerals estate, and the executive office has the ability, in fact, I think has been to Washington to talk about this. So I'm back to where some of the other people are, which is I have had no firsthand knowledge of this at all. And I heard, that's hearsay, and I'm not going to be voting on hearsay. If you want to have a hearing, a congressional hearing, and have people come in and talk to us as our constituents, because I feel like, I mean, we represent annuitants, but the annuitants also have a way and have a body that they can voice to, which is the Minerals Council. And so I don't know that they need the Congress to voice when they have that body. But I have no, and I told you this, I have no firsthand knowledge of any of the things that you're expressing. None. Because I've never been in a committee where there was a piece of legislation that was held up by the Bureau. I don't know that even that there are letters that we get copies of come over late. I mean, in my interaction as a congresswoman with the Bureau, I have no firsthand knowledge that she is, quote, no longer fit to do something. So you need to get me that firsthand knowledge in order to be able to vote for this, because I can't vote on based on people want to say something but they won't, or they want to say it over the phone but they won't say it in public. I think that's what you've talked about, congressional informational hearings, that's what they're for. So if we could get to that point, then I might be able to see through it. But for right now, I don't have the information to support it.
Congressman Baker.
Yeah, all that makes sense. But the one thing that really worries me the most about this is we might get somebody worse.
I've expressed that also, that's been the most talked about when I talked to other constituents about this resolution. That's the biggest expression that I get, is you don't know what comes next. So I've got that out there on the table, and I realize that. So, yeah, I agree.
Does this kid, does the committee wish to, well, what's the committee want to do? We have a couple options. We could postpone, move it to a different committee, time and day, and Congresswoman Whitehorn can do what Congresswoman Edwards would prefer to do for her vote, which is to get people in here to hear firsthand discussions and not vote on a resolution that is based off of hearsay from her point of view.
I disagree with that statement. This is a, just like our resolution that we had, 1642, to establish our support of the Blue Stem Ranch Board, that was the voice of Congress that already spoke. We have this resolution here that I brought to the table. The executive chief has sent Candy Thomas as his representative to represent theirs. I've already expressly stated that this body does not work with Robin Phillips. We have no interaction. And that this resolution is a nation's expression, formal expression of no confidence. So I don't believe that I'm going to pull any other people. I've talked to all the people that I thought might be interested in attending. I don't believe that they're here today, nor do I think that if I ask them again that they'll be here. So I'm just letting you know, I'm not gonna try to pull in other people to come and convince you guys to vote on this resolution. It's simple, it's here. It was my attempt to speak with one voice as a nation. My feelings won't be hurt if this body rejects that. So that's, I would request that you would move it today, because I don't know what else there is to say about it in the secondary committee.
Committee, what would you like to do, Congressman?
I'd like to ask the committee, is everybody happy with or satisfied with the wording?
No, I'm not. I'm personally not, but.
Well, could we alter the wording and make it more acceptable? I hate to delay something over what a lot of people might think is trivial, because I criticize people for that. I don't want to be guilty, but I don't know. I'm
filling that puddle up for you, Cody.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you have to put in water in the puddle full of my boat. I want to get along.
So what exactly, please indicate that it says to express that the nation has no confidence. Is that what, if it said to express the Minerals Council has no confidence, would that be more acceptable to you?
Aren't we just trying to say that we support the Minerals Council association? And could we just
the Minerals Council asked me to have our nation's position. That's why Ms. Thomas is at the table. The chief has made an expression of that. You have a memo where he says that he has been asking for her removal too. So, to me, that just changes the whole thing. The Minerals Council did not ask for me to write a resolution to make their voice be louder. And I would never do that, because that's not what the how they wanted me to represent them. So that's where I am, you know, and if this is something that I just need to withdraw, if nobody's comfortable with it, I can do that. It doesn't hurt my feelings, but the chief and two departments of the nation have expressed to me that they have problems with Robin Phillips. And sure, they can write their own letters too. I just thought this was a very united front of the nation to put out a resolution of Congress with the signature of the chief on it as an official document of the nation to send forward. And if this body disagrees with that, then I'm okay with that.
I'm all right with it. I just questioned the wording at express the Osage Nation. We're the Osage Nation too, and I can't really say she's not confident. That's That's my only problem. I do support the most, Captain. I support the chief here, if he thinks she's not competent, but I can't really say, I don't know.
I understand that.
I understand that. And your vote would be saying that you agree with this resolution and the wording, and I kind of feel the same way. I mean, I support chief's position, I support the minerals council's position, but I don't know this woman, and I've had no interaction with her, so I'm gonna go on the record and vote yes, that I think she's incompetent and incapable. I don't know that to be true on a firsthand basis. I mean, I sure would hate for someone to do that to me that didn't know me, that's all I'm saying. It's called karma. Congressman Walker?
Well, my vote, if we get to that point, to support it, is not because I'm stating that she's incompetent and incapable. It's that I have no confidence, and that I also believe in language in the resolution that states that she's not acting in a diligent way to move along our trust processes. I also, based on what I've heard strongly, consistently, is that she's not working diligently to resolve the issues, the negative issues with our minerals estate. If she's been here for 4 or 5 years, not entirely, there's no way it could entirely be her fault. But look what's happened over the last 4 or 5 years with our minerals estate here in Osage County. I'm not saying that's her fault, but it's definitely happened under her leadership. I think it's time for her to go. That's how I feel.
Make a motion.
Move it.
Get off the pot. Let's go with it. If that's how the committee feels. Congressman Walker.
Make a motion to report item CR 1712 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second. Motion on the floor of the second. Roll call.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Supernall?
Yeah.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Buffalo Head?
No. Motion passes. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
What'd you say, okay?
I said I could have killed it, I wasn't, no.
You could have. I would have been okay with that. I'm really okay.
I'm kind of uncomfortable.